Welcome to So What Do You Think, a podcast where we discuss weird and unsolved mysteries and events and give our completely unprofessional opinion on them. I'm Jane, with me here is Bea.
Hello.
Hello. We're having dog issues on Bea's end today, so if you get yelled at randomly, it's the dog she's yelling at, not you.
I'm yelling at you all to get on your bed. No, he's going to hop on his chair.
Oh, okay. That's all right then.
He's not very happy about it. He has his he just had his back turned towards me, and then he just did one of those, you know, when they look back at you.
Yep.
And went and gave a big huff. Like his life is so tough.
It is. It is.
Cold and rainy outside. You could be there.
All right. So tonight we are going way back in time, all the way back to the 18th century.
Oh, wow.
Where we're going to talk about a creepy, strange case that still mystifies people still to this day. I don't think it's the type of creepy that's going to creep you out, but it's creepy nonetheless.
I don't know. I'm pretty easily creeped out. You know this.
I know. I feel like this isn't in the realm of your creepy zone, though.
Okay. All right.
Firstly, have you seen the movie, I don't know why I'm asking you this, but just in case, the 2001 movie called The Brotherhood of the Wolf?
No.
Okay. It was a cracking movie. I loved it when it came out. I haven't seen it for a while. I'll have to try and see whether I can find it. I think it was like a French-speaking movie. It's a movie based on this case. So
I barely see English-speaking movies, let alone French-speaking movies.
So let's get into it. Now, we are in France, obviously, in a region called Gévaudan.
That's definitely how they say it.
Yeah, well, it's spelt Gévaudan, and that's what I called it for a really long time until I researched this episode and then saw that the correct way to say it is Gévaudan. It's now called the Lozère region, so this is back in the 18th century. Now, this whole thing happened in an area of about 90 kilometres, so fairly localised. In the time between 1764 and 1767, a creature terrorised the area. And by terrorised, I mean this thing was tearing people's throats out. Now, due to it being 250 years ago, it has been hard to get exact figures, but historians have tried very, very hard. The general consensus is that there were about 210 attacks, in all, of which 113 people were killed and 98 of those were partially eaten. Mostly they were women and children. So whatever it is, it's going rogue. It's killing lots of people in a really short span of time. And I'd imagine France back then, it would have been like open countryside, lots of forests, plenty of places to hide, that sort of thing. I mean, it was probably having the time of its life, whatever it was. So what was it? Where does your mind go straight away?
Black shuck.
Oh, yeah. Black shuck went on a transcontinental.
Oh, land jaws.
Land jaws. Okay. Yeah. All right. All right. Like one of those crazy movies like Sharknado. It was Sharknado.
Yeah, Sharknado. I referenced Sharknado on the reg. Can't believe I just said on the reg. I apologize. I've never watched a Sharknado ever. Like, I've not sat down and watched one.
No,
although I did watch a shark movie that had Carmen Electra in it, and it was called Two-Headed Shark.
Oh my god,
that was funny. But I did watch, I've seen snippets of Sharknado, and the highlight for me, which, you know, gave me some, when you're a kid and you imagine the shark in the pool so you don't sleep, swim in the deep end of the pool in case the shark's there.
Am I that irrational?
No. Okay, well, anyway, so yeah, because a shark's going to end up in a swimming pool, right? Well, there's a scene in this one particular Sharknado. I don't know how many there are, and I don't know which one it was, but the shark comes out of the fire hydrant. And it can swim in the water from the fire hydrant that's spraying out on the road, and then it ate people. So, yeah.
What size fire hydrant are we talking here? Like, I feel like that's not logistically possible.
This is, you don't talk logistics though with these movies.
All right.
Just like we don't talk logistics with land jaws. Land jaws is a thing, I'm telling you.
Well, I'm not sure that land jaws is one of the differential diagnoses in this case, but.
Okay, well, fine. Black shark, some sort of werewolf.
Mm-hmm.
Some sort of, what else eats people?
What you instantly go to some sort of like cryptid. You don't think that it could be an actual animal?
No, I don't.
All right.
Well, why are we talking about this then? If it was an animal, we wouldn't be talking about it.
That's true. That's true.
Turns out it was just some cow.
That we'd definitely be talking about that. That's interesting. Killer cows. I mean, we know that there were wolves in France back then. So, I mean, to me, I just go to a freakishly large wolf. That's where my brain goes. But people knew what wolves look like, right? I mean, I'm sure there were quite a few of them back then. And so people would have just been familiar with them. They would have known what they look like. And they would have been like, oh, it's just a really big wolf, you know?
Jersey Devil on holiday.
Yeah. All the cryptids met up together for the cryptid conference in Gévaudan.
Exactly. It was the they were seeing the French countryside for a little holiday break.
Yeah. But no, people were pretty sure this was not a wolf. They were pretty sure that's not what they were dealing with. So we do have accounts and descriptions, and look, they vary greatly. And I feel like when fear takes over, all of a sudden remembering things accurately becomes a little bit less important for your brain. So descriptions said it was wolf-like, but like much bigger, like cow or horse size bigger. It had an elongated head like a greyhound, but at the end was like a flattened snout like a pig. It had pointed ears and was a reddish colour with black stripes on its back, with multiple people noting that it also had like a white heart-shaped patch on the stomach. It had a long, lean body with a very broad chest and a wide mouth full of sharp teeth. It had a long tail, much longer than a wolf's, and it had a tuft of hair on the end of it. So what do you think about that description?
Sounds like a poodle.
Yeah, like a big rabid poodle. Do you want to see a here? And I've got a picture of, I've got a, like an artist rendering.
It'll probably scare me.
Well, it's a drawing, so it shouldn't do.
I'm just like waiting to be scared. After the last time.
Oh, yeah. That was funny.
I nearly fucking fell off the bed.
Yeah, no screaming and rolling this time.
Wolf and a deer had sex.
It's a wolf deer.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's weird. It's like not like anything I've ever seen before anyway.
No, especially not in France.
No. Well, no, I don't think I saw too many creatures when I was in France, but yeah.
No, but I just don't picture something like that living in France. No.
So it has some elements that sort of lead you away from it being a wolf, obviously. Obviously, it's no standard wolf anyway. Some people have suggested that maybe a kind of wolf-dog hybrid sort of thing, like maybe a greyhound cross with a wolf. Other suggestions is that it was a hyena, I guess because of the colouring, like it was stripy, I don't know. Now, the long tail and snout, I can get behind for a mutated dog, but the pig nose is weird. The fact that it's got a long snout and a pig nose is a bit weird. I mean, could it be a freakishly large boar, maybe? Maybe it was a pig?
Well, I don't know. Like, have you seen? It looks a bit too slender for a boar.
Yeah, I know that boars can get massive.
Yeah, like if you like type into Google world's biggest boar and some of the pictures that come up of like boars that have been hunted and shot are like freaky big.
Yeah, I've seen photos, yeah.
And they are aggressive.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like they'll go you.
Oh, absolutely. But again, like these guys back in France back then were probably dealing with wild pigs on a regular basis, right? So you'd think they'd
be inbred, though. It could have some sort of deformity.
Yeah, maybe.
Would they have, and do you think they really would have had an understanding of like that sort of stuff then? Like,
yeah, well, that's what I mean. Like, you know, this is in the days before mass media. So you basically knew about your specific area of the world. Yeah. And you didn't really know what was outside of that. I mean, you can hear stories and that sort of thing, but you've really not, a lot of people really would not have seen very far out of their world.
But like if a woman gave birth to a child that was deformed, they wouldn't be like, oh no, this child is deformed. They'd be like, oh no, this is the work of the devil.
The child is evil, yeah.
Yeah, so they would, you know, because it wouldn't have been like, oh, no, the genetic, something obviously happened with the genes here. The genetics are not good. So yeah. They wouldn't understand that that would happen with that happens with animals as well. So it could just be some weird deformed farm animals thing.
So anyway, the first attack was in the summer of 1764 when Jeannie Vallée was out with her cattle on the farm. She's out in the paddocks and she sees something that she describes as like a wolf, but not quite, and it comes charging at her. Luckily for Jeannie, she was in good with her cows because the bulls were just like, not today, mate. And they stood in front of her and they charged the creature themselves and managed to keep it away from her. So that was the first recorded time that it was seen. Not long after this, another Jeannie, 14-year-old Jeannie Boulet, was attacked and killed by it. This started a reign of terror that would last 3 years. And like I said, the majority of the victims were women and girls, but there were some men there as well. The beast would attack people on their own out in fields, which just says to me, like, there were probably more girls out there working fields than men. The creature would only attack the head and neck for the kill, but would sometimes eat other body parts afterwards. So it's on. It's awful. Attacks are happening constantly. They decide we need a posse type situation here. We need some dudes to go get together and go kill it. They decide that this is above our capabilities and they can't actually, they do try, they go out, they, you know, do a bit of a posse, bit of a mob. They can never find it or, you know, it runs away from them. It just seems like it's above their capabilities and they need to bring in the troops. So it gets so bad, so many people are dying, they can't get on top of it, that they actually end up asking for royal assistance. And King Louis does send in the troops. First, he sends in First Captain Duhamel of the Royal Military. And I guess at this point it's like, okay, we have a big wolf attacking villages. We need a military man to go and get rid of it. Captain Duhamel takes some troops and heads to Gévaudan. He does drive the posse, takes the little posse that's been formed, and he drives them out into the woods trying to find it, but I guess it senses that there are just too many people there to kill, and it either hides or it retreats somewhere, so they never actually find it. Captain Duhamel, not to be deterred, then has his troops dress as women to lure it out, as it seemed to mainly kill women. So quite a funny imagery there. All these troops getting dressed up as what they figure women look like. They try this for 7 months, but no dice. They never end up finding
it. No dice.
Nope, cannot do it. So they end up leaving unsuccessfully. So King Louis is now intrigued, right? He's like, this has piqued his interest. He thinks, you know, I'm starting to get a little bit invested in this thing and I'm invested in catching it as well. This may have also been due to the fact that the local newspapers were always taking digs at Louis, who was already very unpopular, and being like, can't even arrange the killing of a stupid single animal, you know? So he was like, oh, okay, all right, better get out there and try and actually make this happen. So he puts up a £10,000 reward for the beast's head. Now, you can imagine what this led to, right? Every hunter in the area flocked to Gévaudan, waiting to claim the reward. So being a wolf hunter, that was actually, this is something I discovered when researching this case, actually. Being a wolf hunter was a very important and well-respected profession. It was like one of the higher things in society that you could do as a job. And this was because like there were so many of them back then that they were an absolute menace. So, you know, they were killing all the farm animals, making people's lives miserable because they were taking away their income and that sort of thing. So being a wolf killer was a good thing to be. So all of the hunters flock to the area. They're trying to catch and kill this thing. Still no luck. Can you guess what the king's next response to this was?
No.
He says, I'm going to bloody catch this bastard myself.
Ha! All right, Frenchie. Well, la-dee-da, Mr. Frenchman. That's a Simpsons reference in case no one knows it.
So, of course, he can't just go running off into the backwaters of France. So it's very quickly ascertained that he won't be actually going and killing this thing. But he wanted to. He wanted to be the dude that did it. So next best thing, he sends in one of his besties, Francois Antoine, who was a very skilled hunter and as skilled as Louis was, as far as Louis was concerned. I mean, now we have a whole new level of reputation to maintain, right? Like King Louis has sent in his very best man. Failure is not an option. So they're down there. It's the summer of 1765. They track it. They actually end up to track it okay, but they just can't seem to catch it. And then we have an incident on August 11th, 1765, when two sisters were attacked while walking on a bridge over a stream. One of the sisters, Marie-Jeanne Vallée, somehow got hold of a spear and managed to fight it off. So you go, girl.
You go, girl.
You go, girl. You attack that thing back. So Winter rocks around.
Doing more than the men.
Well, it sounds like, I don't know what the men are doing in this town. Sounds like the chicks are out there doing all their work.
Yeah. Eating croissant.
Eating croissant and drinking wine.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And a little bit of cheese.
Yeah. So Winter rocks around and Francois Antoine is getting pretty panicked that they won't be successful in killing this thing. Very soon it's going to be too cold to keep hanging out in the wilderness. And it becomes pretty important that this is wrapped up very, very soon. So throughout this time period, wolves had been caught. They had been actually, you know, catching and killing them. And it's like, is this the one? Nope. Oh, how about this one? Nope. People still getting killed. But on the 20th September, Antoine kills a huge wolf. It was 80 centimetres high and 1.7 metres long and weighed about 60 kilos. So that's pretty big. I feel like that's like wolfhound sort of size.
Yeah.
Pretty
maybe
big.
This was just some rogue wolfhound.
Yeah, like I
that
feel
would
like
explain the slenderness,
like a dog that's bred with a wolf or something like that.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how big wolves are. I know they're big. I know they're quite big. I've seen pictures of them next to normal domestic dogs, and they are quite big. But you know, that sounds like a big dog to me.
Yeah.
And he's like, "This is the one. We got it. Game over. End of story."
Yeah.
He even gets Marie-Jeanne to confirm that this was the creature that attacked her. Yeah. And he's hailed a hero. Now, there were some questions, though. No human remains were ever found in its stomach, and it hadn't actually been caught in the area, but have actually been caught in a area a bit further out where it had not been seen before. But King Louis is like, nope, it's the one, and we got it, I got it. Even though I wasn't the one getting it, I got it. All good. He gets it sent back to Paris and he proceeds to get it stuffed and sends it to Versailles. Antoine stays behind though because he's kind of not 100% sure, and also he's convinced that there was actually a female with this one as well, so he wants to get her too. And he does kill a female and one of her older pups, which was actually already much bigger than her. So he feels like, okay, I've done it now. And there are no more attacks over the next few weeks. So the mission is declared a success. Or was it?
Da, da, da.
Da, da, da. On December 2nd, two young boys aged 6 and 12 were attacked, but luckily the older boy fought it off. 12 more deaths occurred after this, though. King Louis is just like, la, 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 la. No, 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 we killed it. Crisis over. So it was clear that there was no more help coming. So, thoughts? Do you think they got it or didn't they? Or maybe there was more than one? I don't know. What do you reckon?
Again, I don't think this is... I don't know. I thought it was some sort of cryptid, but I just think it's... Now just think it's just some wild, weird, overly large wolf or something like that.
Don't you think it's weird that children are able to fight it off in some instances?
Exactly. So maybe it's like the weaker one.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a younger one.
Starting to get the sense that maybe there are potentially a few of these things out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not getting a cryptid vibe from this case, I got to say. No. Well, it was clear that the Gavardon villagers were going to have to take things into their own hands now, and a young farmer named John Chastel put himself forth. He leads his own mini posse and ends up taking it into the forest, where he finally manages to shoot and kill it. Now, the corpse was transferred to Paris, but it's hot, transport is slow, it's pretty rotten by the time it gets there. I mean, yeah, we can all imagine how disgusting it was.
Icky.
Gross. A doctor examines it and does an autopsy, but it's pretty gross and it doesn't really look like anything by the time it gets there. It's just kind of like a mush of fur.
Yuck!
Yeah, exactly. It does have
those lovely surprises you get on the clinic doorstep in the morning.
Oh, yeah. Yep. It does have human remains in its stomach, though. So,
you know, there you go.
It looks like we might be onto something here, right? We might have actually caught one of these things. And it does, what's left of it anyway, does look like, you know, it's a bit dog slash wolf like. So yeah. So thoughts, do you think we've caught it finally?
No, because I think there's multiple.
Yeah, I feel like it too. I mean, one of the theories is that there was actually a pack of freakishly large wolves in the area. So that's kind of sounds possible to me. There are hundreds of witnesses, though, that describe something that they felt was not a wolf, though. Another theory is that this was some sort of feral serial killer dressed in wolf's clothes. I mean, thoughts?
No.
Can you imagine?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, that's a bit silly, I think.
Yes.
I really think a man in fur is going to look very different from a beast creature. But, you know, what else could it be? If we are sort of saying, yes, there were wolves, there were big wolves, they were eating people, but this thing that people have seen doesn't sound like a wolf. It sounds like it's something different. So other theories are that it was some sort of prehistoric creature left over from days gone by, perhaps. A creature that is something completely different altogether than what we or they were actually familiar with. The consensus on its appearance was a long reddish hair with black stripes, a long snout that had the pig's sort of snout at the end of it. I mean, doesn't really sound like anything I know. You know what I mean? Like, was it something that is now extinct or something like that? Another popular theory was that it was a lion of some sort. And, you know, I get this because people in France, rural France in the 18th century, would never have seen a lion before, right? People may have just been not putting things together, what they were seeing. They're just like, there's this thing, and it's like, oh, it's got a long, because it matches the tail.
Yeah.
You know, or even a tiger or something like that, stripey, you know. Where would it come from, though? And, you know, I don't know whether there were traveling circuses or anything like that. I don't think that there were eccentric billionaires that had their own personal zoos back in those days.
No.
So, yeah, I don't know where it would have come from if it was a lion or a tiger of some sort. I mean, I buy a tiger, stripy, orange, long tail with a tuft, you know, and even like a cat's face, you could say that that's a little bit sort of stumpy on the end. So, oh, I see you've given in and you have a dog in your lap now.
just pushing the boundaries, Mishta. Naughty.
And I mean, of course, we have the more supernatural explanations. And the main one of those is that it was a werewolf of some sort. And I mean, okay, the description does sound a little bit werewolfy. I wonder whether Dogman was around in the 18th century rural France.
The only thing that makes me think werewolfy, cryptid, whatever, is because of the going for the throat thing. It just seems too consistent. Like it's almost ritual-like.
Yeah.
You know, like I don't think of like wild dogs, wolves, that sort of thing. Just going for the throat every time. I feel like it's more like a frenzied thing.
It's like a predator thing though, to go for the throat, because that's what
it is, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know, it just seems pretty consistent.
Yeah. Another theory was that this was actually a pet hyena of Jean Chastel, which was the guy, the farmer that finally did kill it. And that he had it trained to go and kill people. And the reason why he could actually just go out and find it and kill it is because it was familiar with him. So that was one of the big
things. Hyena's not big enough, though.
Yeah, I guess so.
Like, hyenas aren't as big as you think. They're just mental.
So I don't know. I don't think I've ever actually seen a hyena.
Yeah, that. Hyenas aren't as big as you think they are.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, so what do you think? What do you think it was?
I just think it's a pack of wolves that just happened to be a little bit larger.
Yeah, you're going with it was just big wolves?
Yep.
Yeah.
And I think that we're talking about a time where
Well, even now, I mean, you could tell someone, hey, I was out in the bush the other day and I saw this. And then they go out in the bush and they go, hey, I saw that too. And then it becomes this game of Chinese whispers. People can be easily led astray and misled because they want to be part of something. So it could have quite easily just been a wolf, and then it's become much bigger than a wolf, and you don't have cameras, you don't have anything like that to
I guess
I just don't trust people, so yeah.
I think we have to think of it in the context of the area and the time as well. Like I said, these people lived a very insular life, and if it was something exotic that they'd never seen before, their brains maybe just couldn't really process it.
Exactly.
And look, I think that they did have a wolf problem in that area. And it sounds like a lot of them were these big wolves. And that's probably what Antoine caught when he went back to the king.
Yeah.
The second beast, though, the one that actually had human remains in it, sounds like something else. Looking into this, I actually did find out that there were potentially circuses traveling around. So I don't think it's beyond the realm of possibility that this was something exotic. It certainly sounds like it could have been a hyena or a tiger or something like that to me. Something just a little bit different. And I guess if you had a hyena that was rotted and disgusting by the time it got to have its autopsy, that could look kind of dog-like, right?
Yeah.
The tiger could have, and tigers are big. So
yeah.
I think that probably this was something exotic that the villagers just could not wrap their little brains around, unfortunately.
Mm.
But anyway, that is the beast of Gévaudan. And whatever it was, it was obviously killed because it kind of disappeared after that. So yeah. All right. Well, everyone come and tell us what you think. What do you think this beast was? Are we just dealing with stock standard wolves that had gotten a bit too big, or do you think this was something a little bit more creepy, or was it Dogman? We don't know what Dogman's movements were in the 18th century.
Well, isn't Dogman different in each country?
Well, this is true. Maybe it's the French version.
Like, because when you look at the videos of Dogman in South America and Dogman in Africa and Dogman in, Dogman changes wherever you are.
That is true. That is true.
Maybe he was the French dogman, and we know that it's, the French people can be quite lean.
Yep, okay.
And slender.
Slender dogman.
Mm.
Interesting. All right, everyone, let us know what you think, and we'll see you guys next time. Bye.
Bye.